Welcome back to Off Camera with Ella Chang.
Avery Cohen. This is our podcast where we talk about all things entertainment.
Yeah, thank you guys. We're excited to be here. Yeah.
Sadly, Vivi could not join us today because of a volleyball tournament in Reno. Today's episode is a live episode with the infamous podcast, What's Popping, where they talk about everything pop culture. Welcome, Avery. Welcome, Audrey and Jane.
Thank you guys. Thank we're so guys. Excited to be here. Great intro, by the way.
We're excited to be here.
Yeah, and we're also, like Ella just said in the intro, we focus a lot on pop culture, so we're ready for our movie and TV show time today. We're excited to be here. Last time, it was you guys, and it was the same group of people. We just did more of a what's poppin' type of episode. Mm-hmm. But now we're ready to do off camera.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, so first, we're going to start off with a little like warm-up. Me and Audrey always do this when we go live on for Yappy Hour, but it's called Your Rose, Bud, and Your Thorn.
Yay, Avery and I. Oh my god. Thank you so much, Avery.
Yeah, okay. Who's starting? I'll go first. So, my rose is that I have a rose is like today, right?
Rose, so we're doing it for today.
Okay.
Like of the day.
I did good on my chemistry quiz. That's a rose. And my bud is we took two chemistry quizzes. And one I did good on, one I did meh on. So my bud is improving in chemistry. And then my thorn is I have soccer tonight.
Oh.
In the rain.
That is a thorn.
Yeah.
I'll go next. I think my roses, I don't have practice today.
Yay.
The bud's like something you're looking forward to?
Yeah.
Okay.
We want to like improve on either one.
I'm looking forward to the end of volleyball season.
Yay. Oh my god.
And my thorn, physics was not great today. It was kind of boring.
Yeah, that's kind of usual for physics.
That is usual. I can confirm. But my rosebud and thorn, which actually don't do this much, but my rose of the day would probably be getting a lot of my work done for VizCom. That was good. You know, the modules. Yeah. You guys ever had those?
Oh, yes, we do.
I know. And then bud is that I don't think I've studied enough, which also, this is like my bud and thorn. I had the chemistry quiz like later today, and I have not really studied for it, so I probably not going
to do the ionic compounds one isn't that bad. I mean, they're both not that bad. Just pay attention to detail.
Good to
hear. You should be fine.
Okay, so my rose is that it's Friday.
Yay!
My bud, is that something that's like mid, or is it something that's like I'm trying to...
It can be either something that's like mid or something you're trying to improve upon.
I have a tennis
upon.
Match today.
Okay.
So like, that should be the rose.
Okay.
That should be.
It's not really today, but...
It's the pizza that's the rose?
It's the what?
Pizza.
The
pizza?
Maybe I'll go to the soccer pizza thing. Yeah. After my match, I'm going to be here, so I think that's... I will go to that. And then my thorn is...
Just for the pizza, by the way, not for the weight room.
I'm going to be busy during the weight room. My thorn.
Show up for the pizza.
I can't think of a thorn because it's a good day.
Aww.
Yay. Yay. Oh, that's good to hear.
All right. So, did you guys want to talk about the TikTok ban?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Isn't that so interesting? That's so sad.
Let's talk about it.
So, for those of you who didn't know, obviously, like, a while back, it passed through the House, I'm pretty sure, for the Senate and for Joe Biden to look at. Mm-hmm. And just today, it passed through the other branches of the House and Joe Biden signed off on it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
January 15th, 2025, TikTok will be no more unless...
No more.
unless they sell it, which they probably won't.
And someone presented on this in class today. Apparently, they have like 270 days to sell it. And if they don't do that and... In like the 9 months, then it's banned.
Yeah. I didn't really realize this. We were learning about this in VizCom today. Like how much data they take or something. Like TikTok takes a lot from like your account or something. Mm-hmm. I don't have it personally, but like
I do. I live off it.
I live off.
Do you
TikTok.
Notice that? Like, oh, this is really accurate. Like what I'd want to watch or something like
that.
Oh
yeah, it's the algorithm is like so insanely specific to you, and it's I don't really think about it that much. Like if you stop and think, like it's crazy.
Yeah. I kind of like, think about that on videos. Instagram sometimes.
That's the truth behind, I think, any social media.
Yeah. Because, I mean, that's how algorithm works. So, I think with TikTok, it's just, like, because, like, Instagram, my, like, if I'm going to go on, like, Instagram, like, my algorithm, it's, like, specific, but, like, TikTok, it's, like, ultra specific.
I hate Instagram Reels. Like, so, it's just so creepy. They can see, like, what videos you like and who you follow.
Yeah, I don't like how you can see the, like, the, oh, like, Ella liked this video. Ella follows this person.
So
I don't like
creepy.
That.
Yeah, I... So when you're saying that, like, you get a lot of, like, the algorithm, what exactly is being generated for you?
Okay, I think it depends. If there's, like, a new, like, movie out, then I'll get, like, a lot on, like, mm-hmm. the movie. I think I get a lot of, like Taylor Swift stuff, probably, yes. like, yeah. movies, like, pop culture, like...
I would say
like,
the same
for Olivia me. Rodrigo, like mm-hmm. stuff that's, like Coachella, okay. all yeah. that stuff.
I would say it's pretty similar for me.
But, mm-hmm. like, I'll do one search, and then my whole feed...
Will be that
like,
one
I
search.
I found out Taylor Swift was at Coachella, so then I, like, searched, like, oh, like, Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce at Coachella... to see videos.
Tavis.
And then my whole feed was that. It was mm-hmm. kind of annoying.
It's like yeah. weirdly accurate sometimes. Mm-hmm. It when you think about it, it's yeah. crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't, since on the topic of Coachella, why don't we give our lineup predictions for 2025? Do you guys have any Let's ideas?
Well, I was talking to Ella about this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This was probably 2 weeks ago. Or Coachella was probably, I don't know.
Coachella, there weekend two was just last
well,
weekend.
Well, we were talking about this yeah. around weekend one.
Mm-hmm.
And she had, like, this whole entire lineup that was, like, really good. So I feel like you should share that okay. for your prediction.
So I have Zach Bryan, SZA, Noah Kahan, Olivia Rodrigo, Tate McRae, Dua Lipa, Barker, 21 Savage.
Barker.
Yeah.
It's like.
Oh, Backer.
Oh, yeah, like Bakar. Like, oh,
yeah,
I've heard them.
Yeah.
Wait, but that would be like crazy if all those people came.
I know. I'm actually surprised.
Okay, Noah Kahan, I can see that happening.
For sure. Mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah. And Olivia Rodrigo.
SZA. I'm surprised SZA didn't headline That's this true. Year.
She's touring, right?
And oh, Tate she's still on tour.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Tate yeah, McRae's
and I could
too.
See Sabrina yeah. Carpenter coming back and doing like a headline mm-hmm. eventually. I only see
Who
her.
Who headlined
like,
this year?
Tyler, the Creator, and Lana Del Rey.
And one more. Or there was only two?
No, there were three.
There were three, yeah. So yeah. Tyler, the Creator, Lana
Ice Spice?
Del Rey.
Ice Spice?
No. Doja Cat. And then No Doubt.
Yeah, Doja Cat.
And No Doubt.
Yeah.
With Olivia Rodrigo.
Which I've never heard of mm-hmm. No Doubt before.
That's Gwen Stefani.
It's like, and then I found it, yeah, Gwen yeah. Stefani's band.
I didn't know she had a band.
I didn't know either.
The one that's like, they sing.
I'm Just a Girl.
Oh, yeah.
All the guys sing I'm Just a Girl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I feel like we talked about this. Mm-hmm. Maybe that was on What's Poppin' where we talked about that.
Yeah, so maybe, who's your guys' like dream? Like, if you could go to Coachella and you could see one person perform, who would you want to see?
SZA. Like, I wish SZA. I went to her concert so bad.
I think mine would be SZA. SZA. I'd say SZA.
She'd do an awesome job at Coachella. Like, it'd be
I
amazing.
I would usually say, like, Taylor Swift, but I saw her in concert when she
yeah,
came.
Yeah,
I feel like she wouldn't do Coachella. It's not like...
She
not
did.
Yeah, but, she like, did. Like she... now she wouldn't do
well,
it.
Well, now, yeah. No. But she did it in 2016 and then again in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
She did Coachella?
She did, like, that's where, like, Bleachella comes from.
Oh, yeah.
Because she did it during, like, her rep era and then during mm-hmm. Lover. She did it twice.
Oh, I had no idea.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Me neither.
I'd say SZA. SZA's pretty solid.
SZA's a solid answer.
I would also... Noah Kahan.
Yeah.
Obviously,
mm-hmm.
I'm a big Noah Kahan fan.
Noah Kahan and Olivia Rodrigo.
But
yeah. season.
Also,
that was so good.
Yeah.
Who else?
Well, we're going to see Noah Kahan anyway.
Yeah.
So. I Gorge. Feel like at the Gorge.
Yes.
Besides
That's
Noah
That's going to be
Kahn,
exciting.
I can't really think of someone. You know, I did see that Bleachers were there.
That would be
that.
So yeah. good.
Has a lot of good music, actually.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that. I would say Bleachers.
Bleachers would be really good,
It would
actually.
Be really good. And also, I
feel like at some point.
Oh, Frank Ocean.
Yeah. Oh,
but like,
that's good.
Except like last year, like he didn't really come out or something. Like it was really late and it wasn't like the performance.
Yeah, he kind of
ruined
it.
If he actually did a good performance, it would be so cool.
I'm kind of surprised. Oh my god, who was I? A name in my mind. Oh shoot.
But Sabrina Carpenter would be really good too, actually.
Yeah.
Honestly, this list is good, Ella. Like,
yeah,
great,
I'll put together a great list.
Yeah.
Wait, I had to get. I feel like at some point, not as a headliner, but like
as sub headliner.
Yeah, like yeah. Gracie Abrams.
For sure. Yes. I don't know if that's like really her vibe.
No.
Like
quiet,
festivals
like,
aren't
intimate,
really her vibe.
Like, just like space.
No,
like,
I know. But before. Like if she like grew out of it and like mm-hmm. was more. Because like Sabrina Carpenter, like obviously she's more poppy than like
Gracie
yeah,
Abrams.
Yeah, she has a bigger stage presence too.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
Gracie's a little bit more like, okay, I'm just going to like sit here and
she
like
does,
play
like,
my
theaters.
Piano or guitar.
Yeah,
you know,
she's
it's
more
not
theater.
Really like, okay, let's do some dances.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my dream's to go to Coachella. Next year's my year. I will
That's
be going.
That's such a weird dream yes. to
do
have.
Do you guys know how old you have to be at Coachella?
Rainy,
there's no age
Rainy
limit.
Rainy went last year.
Oh, so there is no... Yeah.
Well, there is, like...
I don't really know.
Like, you have to just be accompanied by an adult, I'm pretty sure.
Gotcha. But okay, like, but I've seen so many videos on the food. They're like how expensive.
Yeah, and yeah. the phones getting stolen just because like.
Oh, I have not seen the phone.
I've seen phones getting stolen.
Yeah, because when you go there, like you can either get the option to just like stay at a hotel and drive, or you can camp on the grounds.
I would not.
And
camp
some
on the
people
grounds.
Camp on the grounds, and like usually it's a good vibe. Like people don't steal from each other, but like. That can happen. Your stuff can get stolen. That's why you don't really bring that much like valuable
yeah.
items.
But obviously, like a phone's kind of like you gotta yeah. have it on you.
Mm-hmm.
Like yeah, I agree.
Pickpocketing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. Like I get like the whole like college kids like want to like camp on the grounds, mm-hmm. but I'm gonna be in a hotel. I'm not about to camp on the grounds.
I also think that if you go to college in California, it's like, like that would be really fun to go to
yeah.
Coachella.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so why don't we move on to our next topic, which is Louis Partridge and Olivia's Rodrigo's relationship. So, Audrey, why don't you talk about what? This more?
Oh, okay. Well, the only thing that we wanted to talk about was how he posted on his this is more of like a What's Poppin' episode yeah. today, guys. Anyways, he posted on his Instagram story a video of him playing the guitar. I did watch that. Like, I was just watching him play the guitar. Like, normal. Like, anyone.
Creepy.
Well, anyone who follows Louis Partridge
I don't follow him.
Yeah, I follow
that.
Him.
I don't follow him.
Yeah.
My follower.
You don't or you do?
I okay, follow him.
So
Avery does
it. So I used to, but then my following to followers, like, ratio was
No, you're one of those
out
people?
Of control.
You're
so
one
I,
of those people?
So I, oh. It's only by, like 100, 200.
What's your ratio right now?
I think I have, like, 615 followers, and I follow, like, 800.
Okay, that's
so,
not bad.
But, like, it used to be worse. So then I went through and, like, unfollowed a bunch of celebrities. And Louis Partridge made the cut.
I
did
know.
Not make
wow.
the cut.
That's kind of fake, Avery. I think
fake.
That you...
I never... It's not fake because I never claimed to, like,
yeah,
like him.
She never liked
no,
Louis.
No, he's just, like, Louis Partridge. Like,
yeah,
okay,
Louis.
I
can't unfollow
it's not
Louis.
Fake because I never claimed to be, like, a fan. I like Olivia. I follow Olivia, but I don't follow Louis.
Did Olivia make the cut?
Yes, she did.
Okay.
She did. Well,
wait, anyways, else, can I finish the guitar story? So he's strumming his guitar, and I'm watching.
And it's Olivia's guitar.
Okay, that was what I was about to say. It's Olivia Rodrigo's guitar, apparently. Some crazy person, like, I don't know how, like, probably zoomed in on the guitar, went to whatever, found out that he was playing her guitar. But yes. I was just going to comment on how I was just watching him play the guitar, but, yeah. So now everyone, like... I don't know. They also, like, I don't know. They're just dating.
Yeah, their relationship is
so... No, I actually wrote something down here on the thing because I was, like, I saw a video yesterday of, like, they're walking at this concert. I don't know.
Tate McRae's
concert. Yeah, okay, Tate McRae's concert.
Oh,
I didn't know that.
Good.
And he, like, tried going into the bathroom
yeah.
with them, and the security guard had, like, pushed him, like...
Oh,
I think it was an accident.
I don't think that's what actually was happening. I think that was what happening is... He was following her, like, into some sort of room, and then he didn't realize it was the bathroom, and then he
yeah.
Wait. I kind of
he's like a lost puppy
Sabrina
dog.
Carpenter
yeah.
and Barry Coe, whatever?
Keegan.
Mm-hmm. Keegan? Yeah, okay.
Wait, how does it have to do with
yeah.
this?
Yeah. Why'd you bring that up?
Because I was spacing out, and I didn't know who you guys were talking about.
Oh, we were
oh,
talking about
gosh.
Olivia Rodrigo
We're talking about
Louis.
Your person who didn't make the cut.
Oh.
Louis Partridge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And did you, okay, so, like, a while back, like, I just, like, Louis was... Like, on live, I just saw a clip of it on TikTok, and he was, like, someone on live asked him a question. And it was, like, do you know who Olivia Rodrigo is? And he's, like, do I live under a rock?
Yeah.
With the accent.
Thank you for that accent.
So, now they're together, so it's, like, so iconic. Oh, they're so cute.
Oh, my God, I'm gonna cry.
Well, it's fine, Avery.
Okay.
So, yeah, we really like Olivia and Louis. They're not, honestly, they're not my favorite, like,
no, they're
celebrity
not
couple.
Favorite.
I don't really know who my favorite celebrity couple is right
Mm-mm.
now.
Mm-mm.
But they're not on that list. There was a list.
Olivia and Louis? Yeah,
yeah,
me neither.
They're not
they
on
didn't
the
make
list.
The cut.
They didn't,
they
make,
didn't make the cut.
No.
So I just, yeah. But it's, yeah, excited to see what happens
yeah.
with that.
I'm excited to see if her new album will be more of a love album with Louis and if Louis will, like, kind of play the guitar or play the piano behind it.
Yeah, I doubt that's going to happen, but I did see he was casted in a new
mm-hmm.
He
was casted in a new film, yeah.
Yeah.
Which one?
I don't know.
It's some sort of film I've never heard of it.
I think it's more like UK, you know, like the
oh,
UK like
yeah, yeah.
movie industry. Okay, why don't we move on to our next topic, which is about Walker Scobell.
Scobell.
Ella's
meet.
Favorite topic.
I know.
You put that on there for Ella.
I know.
So you can
Ella can talk about this for hours.
Okay, so Walker, like,
she showed it to me in physics yesterday.
Walker was at, like, a track meet, and I guess he does track now. If you don't know who he is, he's Percy Jackson from Percy Jackson and the Olympians, and he's also young Adam in the Adam Project, basically playing younger Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
And so he was, like, at a track meet, and I guess he does track. He does pole vaulting. And isn't that so creepy that people took videos of him? Like,
firstly, you cannot say that's you cannot say that's creepy, because
that is not creepy.
I feel like he knows a life story.
I would not do that.
He's pole vaulting. He does track.
No way.
Know this.
Ella.
You are the exact audience for this video.
Sophia Chow showed it to me, actually. I didn't know anything about it, and so Sophia showed it to me.
It was really funny.
It was really funny. The uniform was so funny.
I think there was a What's Poppin' episode with Camilla where we were talking about how he's from Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
And how he just goes to school there, like a normal
public school. Random to me.
Isn't, you know, so I forget, maybe it was Jackie who said this, but she was just talking about how, like, she wants to meet him sometime.
Yeah, he seems like such a fun person to meet.
Or just in general, I guess. Because he's, like, the only celebrity who's, like, our age, is what she was saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which is, like, true, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess that is.
Because there's so many, there's so many, like, older celebrities, like, sophomores and junior year, never, like, freshmen.
Like, who's sophomore and junior?
Like, Malachi
Martell. Oh, okay. Ellen's other viewer.
I only said that because I knew she was going to say that.
So, yeah. I did hear about that. But, yeah. I guess he's doing track as well.
Yeah.
Anyways, so we have a couple games that we wanted to do.
Yeah.
And the first one is an off-camera game. Okay. So, Ella, how about you lead us through, like, the instructions and
so
stuff?
So, basically, we're going to be playing a game. I will give you guys 5 movies, and you will have to blindly rank them without knowing the next movie. And you have to rank them as a group, so all of you guys have to come up with one agreement. Okay, so...
Sounds good.
For the first movie, I'm going to give you guys Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes.
I've never seen that.
Have you not?
I watched it on the plane. I have not seen it, so I'm putting that as number 5.
No, we all have to agree.
Oh, we all have to agree?
Yeah.
Separate. Okay, guys, I actually just wanted to talk about a couple things.
5?
No.
No.
I thought it was actually really interesting.
I'd
give it a 3.
I was going to put it as a 3.
Solid, you know? Not very high up, not too far down. If this was my list... It would be in
line. Why don't we meet you guys in the middle and say 4?
No, that's not me. It's not
4.
Because
it's a 3. It's definitely
it's a 3.
The only time I was actually watching The Hunger Games is when it was PETA and
PETA Miller.
Or whoever.
PETA.
Yeah.
And Katniss.
So the original.
Yeah,
you've only watched the original.
Okay, Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes needs to go at 3. It is a good, good movie.
Yeah, it's a good movie. The acting's really good. And there's good singing, too. And Tom Blythe and Rachel. Yeah,
it's a musical.
Oh.
No. She does on the guitar.
Like, yeah, acapella.
She
sings.
She actually has such a good voice.
Wait, does Can't Catch Me Now play in it?
I think it's credits.
Yeah.
I actually watched it on the plane, guys. I'll be honest. So we were flying to Arizona. The way there, I started it and I'm like, nah, this is really boring. And then Avery just is like, how did you just say that? But then I started it again. And I actually... Well, I skipped the beginning because I already watched it, and it was, like, actually pretty interesting. And so, anyway, I ended up liking it, and I thought the story about Snow was really cool.
Yeah,
it's interesting.
It's really interesting.
It's deeper than I
thought it and it's so much darker.
Yeah, it's a really good movie. I thought, like, I'd honestly give it an 8 out of 10.
So, can we just say what list it's going to be on? 5.
3.
Okay.
4. Meet in the middle, 4.
Ugh. Okay.
Fine. I'm going to be mad if this goes, like, sideways, though.
I know what one of the movies is.
Yeah, she made me tell her. Okay, so the next movie is Wonka with Timothée Chalamet.
So good.
Five.
That's 2. 2.
That's 2.
2?
No, 3. 3. 3.
Because Timmy, did you see the scene when he was drenched in chocolate?
Meet me in the middle and go 3. This is a 5. That movie's a 5,
you
guys.
Oh my gosh.
We can go 3.
It's a 3.
We can go 3.
No
three.
Way you're putting the Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes.
It's so much better. Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes was way too long.
Oh.
Yeah, Wonka's just so
joyful. Oh my gosh,
and, like,
you guys.
Funny. It's, like, it's Timothée Chalamet as Wonka. Like,
okay.
This is crazy.
So are we putting that at 3?
Should go at 5.
3. Avery.
You haven't even seen Wonka, have you?
Yeah, I have. Okay. I watched it in the theaters.
Oh, the next movie is Barbie.
5.
It's a 2.
That's a 2?
No, Barbie is...
I thought it was 7 out of 10.
It was good, but it's, like, not too worthy. you know?
Wonka is not number three worthy.
Yes, it is.
Yes,
this
it is
wild.
I mean, honestly, I liked the actors in Barbie and stuff. I thought it was funny and all, but it's just, like, not one of those movies where it's like, no. Oh, that's top three movies.
Yeah, it's
not
top three.
It was just, like, definitely a five, and it was still good.
Okay, fine. Put it at five. Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I put it in front of The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes.
If you could change it.
If I could change
it. Exactly. If we stuck to my list, it would have been Hunger Games, Barbie, Wonka.
Okay. So
I was saying we should put Hunger Games at three.
What's the next one?
Okay, so the next movie is La La Land.
One.
This is my favorite movie. Yeah.
If you know me, then you know that La La Land is, like, my favorite movie of all time.
I cried.
Really? Why?
So, because it's so, like, just let me get into
it. The filming, the actors.
Besides, like, the cinematics of it, it's just the way that, like, they were, like, kind of like soulmates, but they couldn't be together, and they knew that. Like, they had to prioritize their work. Just the whole, like, kind of plot of the movie and how, like, even though they're, like, meant to be, it's just, like, they, you know, like, they had to, at that part in time, they couldn't be together. It was just really good.
Right yeah, person, cried. Wrong time.
It's Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone. You know?
Yeah.
It was so sad. I cried.
The whole thing is just so good.
La La Land won so many Oscars.
Oh, like, yeah.
It deserved it, too.
Okay. Last one.
So, for the last movie.
I'm going to be so mad, you guys.
Quincy chose this. Frozen.
Oh, my
that?
Five.
What movie
five?
Is that?
Frozen.
You don't know what Frozen
Elsa?
Is?
Like Elsa and Anna?
I rate Frozen as, I would say five, but I guess I can say one.
You guys know it's
I
two.
Have to.
No,
you
it's
just
two.
Put La La
it's
Land
two.
As
it's
one.
Two.
Yeah, okay, we'll leave it at a solid two.
Hi,
okay.
Camilla.
Okay, so for you guys' rankings, I have La La Land at one. Frozen at two, Wonka at three.
La La Land is always at one. Camilla, if you're hearing this, I know you hate it, but it's really good.
This got botched so
bad. The Hunger Games at four and Barbie at five. I don't think the Hunger Games should have been that low.
No.
No.
I don't
think that doesn't make sense.
I would put it as a two.
I would put Hunger Games at four, Frozen at five.
I would put it La La Land, the Hunger Games, Barbie. Wait, La La Land, the Hunger Games, Barbie, Wonka, Frozen.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'm glad we got that cleared away because we have just enough time for a game that I've organized. Do you guys want to do that?
The yeah. What's yeah. Pop inside of things.
Okay, yeah. This is the What's Pop inside of things where now I'm going to be asking you to blind rank, similar to Ella's thing, but we're going to blind rank pop culture moments 1 through 5.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So the first moment that you're going to say, like, it's, like, on significance, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Kanye steals Mike from Taylor Swift on stage at 2009.
Oh, what?
One. Okay.
One.
Okay, you haven't heard the other.
Yeah, that's
other
true.
Songs.
If I'm thinking about this right now, that's definitely like a one.
No,
or two.
But that started like her whole reputation
yeah.
era.
Okay.
That
so
started everything. Like it's a
definitely
one.
A one.
It's a one.
Okay. Next one, Kendall Jenner cutting cucumber.
That's a solid three.
Three.
Yeah, I agree.
That's a solid three. It's a solid three.
And then the next one is the new song Karma by JoJo Siwa.
That's a two.
You haven't seen the last
guys.
One.
No, you cannot.
Oh, okay,
you
fine. Four.
Seen the four.
Okay,
four.
Fine. Four.
Fine.
Four.
Four.
Okay.
Can I introduce this
Wait.
One?
No. Wait, I organized this game.
Audrey's got
Wait,
it.
You can introduce number four.
Okay, number four. Will Smith, 2022 Oscars slap.
That's number two.
That's five. That's a five. No, that is a
that,
five.
Guys, that was significant. That's
no,
a two.
No, that's a five.
There was one big
Ella.
One.
I really don't
with
care
a bang,
about
so
that
what do you,
slap.
What do you give that one? We're going to go out with
I guess, I think, okay, if we're going out with a bang, then I want to say the number two spot.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
Will Smith is going okay. to five.
Who's ready for the last one?
I'm excited.
Justin
I'm excited.
Bieber in gray outfit with yellow cross and Hailey Bieber red dress moment.
That's a solid two. That's
for
a solid
Rogue
two.
Times Krispy Kreme.
That's a two. That's
two.
So good.
That's a okay. two. I'm happy with our rankings.
So that was such
yeah.
good pop culture
the
moments.
The
most
pop inside of things had good rankings. The off-camera movies. There was some difficulty there with the Frozen.
Someone hadn't watched The Hunger Games yet and put it as a four.
I was going to put it as a five, but then you said me.
Wild.
Not all of us. La La Land, did you agree that that was number one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, La La Land's yeah. number
and
one, of course.
We don't have anything to argue about.
No, no. I think that The Hunger Games should have been number two, or even number three. Not
yeah,
four.
Yeah, but meh. I watched Priscilla at the same time she was watching The Hunger Games on the airplane.
Priscilla's
not even that good.
It's kind of like, there's ups and downs, so like, it's boring and it's like, interesting
she
at the same time.
She got married to Elvis when she was like, our age.
Yeah.
She saw
That's
him when
crazy.
She was 12.
Mm-hmm.
No, sorry.
No. When she was in ninth grade, she first
met
Elvis.
So when she was our age, she met Elvis.
Wait, how far apart are they?
Like, probably 8 years.
8 years.
Oh
and
my
that's
gosh.
Like,
so Elvis was in the military, and then, like, a year later, they started dating. They dated for a year. And then he had to go back to the United States, and then, like, they got married a year later. So when she was, like, 16, she got married, mm-hmm. and he was 28, I think.
Also, guys, I'm just realizing this. Looking at the time, have we gone to do Song of the Week?
Song of the Week.
This is a What's Poppin' event.
Yes.
Yeah. We talk about, you know, every time we record, what's that one song that we've been listening to that we just love this week? Or podcasts. Actually, Sam and I were doing the podcast version. We were talking about which podcast we love. So you guys can pick either. Podcast,
can I do both? I'll do both. Okay, I have both.
Okay.
Can I say mine?
Go, Avery.
Okay, so my song of the week is I Can Do It With a Broken Heart by Taylor Swift. Yes. My opening album. I feel like it really describes my week, because my week's just been really bad. That's okay.
Not because
my heart's broken, actually.
Okay, good.
Just because
Thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah, I feel like it's necessary. No, just because I have a lot of tests and I'm tired.
Yeah.
But not because of I have a broken heart, no. And my favorite podcast is is the Calm Daddy podcast.
Yeah. Caller Daddy?
That's a good
yeah,
one.
Yeah, is that what it is?
Yeah.
I like that podcast. I listen to that one. It's so good. The guest on that is insane.
I actually listened to one that's about Simone Biles on that one. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was interesting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My song of the week is Guilty as Sin also.
Oh, I love that song.
Yeah, it's
also
so good.
From Taylor's new album that I've been listening to. And then podcasts, I like to listen to Chicks in the Office. I don't know. Do you guys know?
Yeah, I know that. Yeah. That's good. That's a good one.
What's Poppin' tries to be Chicks in the Office.
Yeah, what's Poppin' tries to be.
So, we're like the Walmart version.
Walmart version of Chicks in the Office. We're aspiring.
Don't worry, guys. You're our little superstars.
Thanks, Ella.
Thank you, Ella.
Anyway, my song of the week would be... honestly, Guilty as Sin, just like Audrey, but also But Daddy, I Love Him. That's one of the tracks on Taylor Swift's Torture Poets Department.
That's so good.
Guys, I love that album. It's really
that
good.
That album's really good.
I've been hearing something on it. Audrey and Sam.
Yes. No! No!
What?
I will not let her...
It's just the production. Like, it's just similar.
Just,
yeah.
It's Jack
Antonoff. We were talking about Jack Antonoff and Aaron Dessner.
And Aaron Dessner.
I
love Aaron Dessner.
I was saying how Jack Antonoff needs to switch up the beats.
Yeah.
Aaron Dessner plays real instruments.
Mm-hmm. Okay? Yeah.
No, yeah.
Aaron Dessner, what I was saying, which I actually...
Aaron Dessner is, like,
magical. I'm
surprised
that I, like, said this myself. Basically, Jack goes to Taylor Swift when he has an idea, usually, of a beat. But then Taylor Swift probably goes to Aaron Dessner when she has an actual idea of lyrics.
Probably.
Because then he works around her, but then she kind of works around him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know I've... what I'm saying on that one? Like...
No, I understand what you're saying. I'm thinking back to, like, the Reputation, like, clips of her and Jack working together, and it's... like, you have seen, like the famous, like, Getaway Car clip where they're, like, working on it together?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I forget that. I think the Aaron Dessner songs, just, like, because of the instruments, they have more of a depth to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, we love Aaron Dessner.
Because it's like all the lyrics are very in-depth, but just, like, the tracks kind of don't really match with some of the songs.
Yeah, honestly, while we're just talking about that, I would give the album, like, a 9 out of 10, guys.
I give it a 9 out of 10. It's really great.
I give it an A.
It's really
good. I think it's, like,
I would say, like, 8.5.
Wait. Actually, sorry, I gotta change that. Now that I'm thinking about my other albums, I give it, like, an 8.75.
I would just give it, like, an 8 or an 8.5.
I get an 8.75. I really like it. It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so my song of the week is Tourniquet by Zach Bryan, or Love Glory by SZA and FT Travis Scott. And then a podcast I love, I don't know if you guys know it, but it's the LOL podcast. With
oh my
they're
gosh.
So funny.
Cash.
It's like, just
What's
so
it called?
Funny. The LOL. LOL podcast.
Oh, I've never heard of
with,
it.
With like Cash and
Harper.
Katie.
Who is
Katie
that?
Katie Harper. They're like more like TikTok influencers.
Yeah.
Their podcast is hilarious.
It's so funny.
So funny.
Sometimes I listen to the Anything Goes podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love Anything Goes.
That's good.
It's so good.
Some of it's entertaining, yeah.
It's like really funny.
But yeah, Chicks in the Office is also good. But I've never heard of the one you talked about, Ella.
Okay, that's it for today. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks for having us. I guess we're done now. Thank you, guys.
Sorry, were you saying something? I kind of cut you off.
No, you're good.
Yeah, we just wanted to say thanks for having us on your show.
And go follow at What's Poppin' Pod.
Go
What's Poppin' _ Pod. Get us to 100 followers.
Go follow Off Camera Pod _.
Okay.
There's some great content going on there.
Yeah.
Again, that was Ella Chang.
Avery Cohen.
Audrey Tintle.
And Jane Tintle.
Now back to the music.